Grace, mercy, and peace are yours. Has to be. Because he's risen. Because he is risen, you know you have his grace. Because he is risen, you know you have his peace. Because he is risen, you know that you are showered with his mercy. My dear fellow redeemed, as we worship that risen Lord and Savior. Every now and then, as I am roaming around a store, I can't always resist the urge when one of the workers comes up and says, "Can I help you find something?" And I look at the worker and I say, "Yes, my wife." And then the rest of the exchange goes like this. I get this sort of blank stare, and then a smile, and then they walk away figuring that there's probably no helping me anyway. Who are you looking for? Sometimes it's just as innocent as trying to figure out what aisle she's in at Walmart. Sometimes it's just purely informational. You need to find your teacher, and he or she is not in her room at the moment, and so you're roaming around the school building trying to figure out where the teacher is at. And then maybe you'll meet another teacher. Who are you looking for? Sometimes it's a little more serious. Perhaps you're in the hospital, you're looking for that loved one that you just learned had come to the hospital, and now you're trying to figure out what room that person is in. Maybe you don't even know if it's serious or minor or why they're even there. And so you're looking. Who are you looking for? Are you looking for that one particular banker that you need to talk to in order to get the loan? Who are you looking for? Are you looking for the doctor who is able to answer your questions? Who are you looking for? Are you looking for that police officer, somebody who is able to help you at this time of need? Who are you looking for? Is it the child who is suddenly missing? Is it the parent who is suddenly missing? Who are you looking for? Sometimes that question becomes very serious, depending on who you're looking for, depending upon how long it's been, and what the situation is that leads you to be looking. Well, by now I think you know the second to last passionate question that we have before us. As we gather to worship this risen Lord and Savior, we want to think about Jesus' question, who are you looking for? And to do that, I redirect your attention once again to the gospel for this morning, and we'll focus our attention on verses 15 through 18. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you carried him off, tell me where you laid him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and replied in Aramaic, "Rabboni," although I expect it sounded more like "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus told her, "Do not continue to cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She also told them the things he said to her. Who are you looking for? And as we reviewed those verses, there are three titles, three names that are going to help us answer that question as you and I focus our attention on that empty tomb and that glorious risen Lord and Savior. Who are you looking for? A teacher. Now, a teacher understands the value of review. Whenever a lesson is taught, unless it's just purely something that they're just going to throw out there so that they've heard it once, maybe tuck it into the back of your mind, there probably is very few lessons out there where you just simply teach it and then move on and never go back. There's always some kind of review. And depending upon how important it is, how foundational it is, will determine how many times you go back and how often you review. The lesson had been taught. especially in those last months leading up to Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem, Jesus had been teaching them what was about to take place. He had been teaching them that they are going to go to Jerusalem, even though there are some who thought that was not a good idea. In Galilee, he's pretty popular, although it's kind of waning. In Jerusalem, they want him dead. But we're going to Jerusalem. I'm going to die, Jesus taught. I am going to rise again. And now Jesus didn't just teach that lesson once. He didn't just throw that out there and say, okay, you know, maybe you kind of tuck that in the back of your minds. Think about that for a little bit. He reviewed. He would repeat that a number of times, and he would add some details as he reviewed the lesson. He would be betrayed. The Gentiles were going to become involved. Crucifixion is how he was going to die. But even with those added details, and even as he reviewed the lesson, the basic lesson stayed the same. We're going to Jerusalem, I'm going to die, I'm going to rise. And now he reviews with Mary. Who are you looking for? Supposing he was the gardener, she replied, Sir, if you carried him off, tell me where you laid him, and I will get him. Who are you looking for? It's almost as if Jesus is saying, is any of this jogging your memory? An empty tomb. Angels. Third day. Any of this jogging anything? Any of this reminding you of what you had heard before? And then he says, Mary. And then the lesson was absolutely clear. Suddenly that review clicked and she knew exactly what was going on. And she cries out, Teacher! What else could she say? As she stands there in awe and amazement at the one that she had been looking for, but she had been too busy looking in the tomb when he was standing outside. Who are you looking for? A teacher. And even before he allowed her to recognize who he was, the teacher was still hard at work reviewing the lesson so that she could understand that Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do. He did come to Jerusalem, he did die, and now he is risen. He is risen indeed. It's the same teacher we have. And it's the same lesson. When things are really important, even if you're not sitting in a school setting, if something is really important and you really want to know it, you keep reviewing. You go back. You restudy. You relearn. There are times when you and I would like some direction in life. There are times when we need some guidance in perhaps some relationships or how we carry out some parenting problems or how we deal with people at work. And those are helpful lessons, those are good lessons, and perhaps we go back and review them every now and then, but this is the lesson. This is the foundational lesson. This is why we keep on reviewing year after year, Sunday after Sunday, because this is life. This is the lesson. This is what the teacher has to say as you and I review his life and his death and his resurrection. Then you know that you have life. And that when your death comes, it too is going to end in a resurrection. And when you keep reviewing this lesson, then all the other life lessons start to fall into place. Who are you looking for? A teacher. That's the first title. Now there's a second title that you and I can use also. As we think about that question, who are you looking for? Interesting how the title comes about as well. Mary is immediately put to work. Stop holding on to me and go. Go and tell my brothers. Now, while Jesus said that word and calls his disciples brothers, if they are his brothers, then that must mean that he is also a brother. Who are you looking for? A brother. What an amazing thing. He doesn't call them disciples. He doesn't call them followers. He calls them brothers. You and I have that exact same relationship with our Lord and with our Savior. You marvel when Jesus says, "But go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." If Jesus' Father is the same Father that you have, if you both have the same Father, then you must be brothers and sisters. The one who watches over our Lord and our Savior, the one who sent him into this world, is the very one that you and I now get to claim as our Father, because he is our brother. He is going back to my God and your God, he says. The very same God who sent his one and only Son into this world, the very same Son of God who claims his heavenly Father, now also gives you the very same God. We share the same powerful, almighty, loving Lord and God. Who are you looking for? A brother. A brother who has brought you into the family. A brother who has made you his brother and his sister. All because this brother is none other than the Son of God. This living Jesus is proof. This living Jesus is proof that he is the Son of God. Otherwise, he'd still be in the grave. This living Jesus is proof that he is your brother. The one who was to come into this world and live in your place and do all the things that had been promised so that you can be part of the family. This living Jesus is proof that you have a God. A God who not only created you, but a God who loves you, cares for you, provides for you, and yes, even saves you and redeems you. Who are you looking for? A brother. The perfect family member that we need. So we're looking for a teacher. We're looking for a brother. And there is one more title left. And this is the title that gives meaning to teacher, that gives meaning to brother. Who are you looking for? You and I gather here this morning because we are once again here to see the Lord. Isn't it amazing what happens when you see the Lord? Mary turns around. The Lord is standing there. She recognizes him, and you can see the picture. You can understand why Jesus has to say, "Stop holding on to me." She had lost him. He was gone. He was dead. She watched him die on that cross 3 days earlier. She thought she'd lost him again. She came back to finish the burial rites. He's not in the tomb anymore. And now here he is. Here he is alive, standing there, and she has grabbed onto him, holding onto his feet, and she is not about to let him go. And you can't blame her. But isn't it amazing when you see the Lord? She lets go willingly. She leaves. Sometimes I wonder if those two things are a miracle in and of themselves. Why would you let go and why would you leave? And yet she does willingly. And even though there were some of those people she ended up talking to who thought she sounded like a crazy woman, she was willing to go and proclaim what she had heard. I have seen the Lord. That's the one that we've been looking for. That's the one that we worship. And now God in his amazing grace has allowed you and me to also see the Lord. This is the Lord. The one who had promised forgiveness of sins. Already back in the Garden of Eden, through every one of those sacrifices in the tabernacle and the temple, that constant promise, that constant reminder that forgiveness was on its way. This is the Lord who not only promised forgiveness, but secured forgiveness. He's the only one who can keep the promise. He's the only one who can make it happen. And so the Lord enters into time and enters into space and takes on human flesh, becomes our brother, becomes our teacher. The Lord is the one who is here to do all the things necessary to guarantee that he has secured the forgiveness that's promised. And then he gives it. That's the gift. He takes everything that he has done and he hands it to you. Could you imagine how quickly the joy of this day would be replaced by abject fear? If the message of Easter was Jesus rising from the dead and then saying, "All right, now you know how to do it. Go do it. I've shown you how to live. I've shown you how to talk. I've shown you how to relate to each other. You do that, you can live too. Have at it." That would not be a comfort. That would not be a joy. Because you and I know it can't be done. God had already expected us to do that. God had already told us, put him first. Love others as you love yourselves. The whole reason he had to come into this world is because we can't do it. This is the Lord who doesn't just show us how to be saved, who doesn't just show us how to get to heaven. Here is the one who gives you forgiveness. Here is the one who tells you you have heaven. Here is the one who has opened up his grave, who has opened up your grave. That's the one we're looking for. And just like he did with Mary, how wonderful it is that he found you. Who are you looking for? The one who came and found you. He found you in the waters of baptism. Even before you even considered looking for him, while you were still dead in your sins, he came and found you, and he attached that amazing word to that little bit of water, and he washed you clean and claimed you as his own. He found you in the Word, that powerful proclamation of the good news of great joy, that powerful proclamation that is the power of God for the salvation of all the world, that good news that allows us to hear that ringing message, "I have seen the Lord." You have seen the Lord right here in the pages of Scripture. He found you. He found you when he took the very body and blood that he used to pay for you, the very body and blood that he used to set you free, and gives it to you individually to let you know he found you. The one who lived for you and died for you and rose for you now comes to you and tells you you are forgiven. And all of that is possible because of today. It's all possible because he is risen. It's all possible because we are here to rejoice in that resurrected Lord and Savior. The resurrection guarantees he is the Son of God. The resurrection guarantees that the promises have been fulfilled. The resurrection guarantees that everything he says is true. You can depend on it. You can bank on it. The resurrection guarantees that Satan's head has been crushed, that sin has been paid for, that death no longer is something that scares us, but now is the way that we join our Father in the glories of heaven. The resurrection is the guarantee that you can depend on every single promise and word that is said. Because if you couldn't, he'd still be in the grave. That's the one we're looking for. Every one of us can probably think over the last year between last Easter and this Easter. And we can probably think of some times when we kind of forgot who we were looking for. Maybe it was hit and miss. Maybe it was periodic. Maybe it was even deliberate. But who are you looking for? Why are you here? We are here to rejoice in the Savior. We are here because the one we are looking for is the one who found us, a teacher, the teacher. Now you know what he has to say. A brother who makes you his brother and his sister, the same Father. The Lord, the guarantee of the forgiveness of sins and the guarantee of life, life that you have now, life that you will have forever. Because, as we have already said, Christ is risen. Amen.